98.5, The Sports Hub.
NHL play here. Zoe and Bertrand are at the Star Market Studio on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
There was a lot of fear and trepidation
with
Jaylen Brown out, and it was palpable in this building. But the Celtics continue to do what the Celtics have been doing. And they win another game of Jenga. Another piece comes out, and the tower is still standing. The Celtics follow their Game 7 triumph with a 16-point win in Game 1. They beat the Sixers 117-101 and strike first in the Eastern Conference semifinals.
I just want to let everybody know that we're not going to continue the Red Sox right here because Brad Stevens is going to join us.
That's right. 11:20.
I blanked on that.
Sure.
We'll get to the Red Sox thoughts after Brad Stevens at 11:20. And he always calls on time. It's one of the most on-time people.
Is it like annoying on time? Like, because he's so on time?
No.
No way.
It's terrific.
Is he really there?
If only everybody could be like the head coach of the Boston Celtics, Brad Stevens, and calling on time. Always on time, coach. I love you for it.
I appreciate it.
Hey, coach, you've been around the block now, you know, for a couple of years. How big is game one, winning game one in a series, especially when you have home court advantage?
Well, it's a heck of a lot better than losing it. But I think ultimately, like, you know, you really don't think about what happened last. And you don't think about game one anymore really the minute you leave the gym. You know, you're thinking about, okay, what's game two going to look like? Each game's its own entity. You know, there's certain things that you did in game one that you got to do better in game two. There's certain things that you expect they'll do better in game two that you need to be prepared for. And, you know, you're just always thinking about what's next. And so, obviously, you want to put as many of those wins in your pocket as you can to get one to start off the series in the first game is a good thing, but you know, you just move your attention to what's next.
Is it as important, I was going to say, just to follow up on that, is it as important to kind of put a win behind you the same way you do when you lose a game to put it behind you when you're in a playoff series?
Yeah, no question. I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, it's, you know, we took yesterday off, and we haven't had a chance to do that in 2.5 weeks, you know, and I think that's, you know, we've either done film or walkthrough or something like that, and it was really good to give our guys a chance to breathe. And when we come back in today, they'll all have watched the game, they'll all have watched their minutes, they'll all have spent time with their assistant coaches this morning prior to our team meeting. And we will have we'll review all the things we need to work on because there's quite a bit.
Coach, I know Philly's a lot different than what the Milwaukee Bucks were, but that series went seven, and you have a player as dynamic and as good as Giannis is and was. How much does that help your team get ready for the Ben Simmons, the Embiid? It seems like, you know what, let's get them, but let's defend everybody else and shut them down. Did playing against Giannis get you ready and have your team defensively ready for what you're going to see here in this Philly series?
Well, I think once you get in the playoffs, you're more than likely facing a team with one, two real dynamic players, right? I mean, that's just kind of the nature of who's left in this. And, you know, you look around the East and you look at LeBron, you look at DeRozan and Lowry, you know, every one of these teams has guys that can just go and do things on their own. And, you know, it's a fine line because you have to be great against them. But sometimes when Giannis scores 27 but, you know, takes a lot of field goal attempts, then it's not all that bad. When he scores 17 but gets all of his other teammates involved, it's actually worse. Like, you're just kind of balancing all of that. You want to guard each of those guys individually the best that you can, and then give appropriate help. And it's a fine line because this team presents a ton of challenges. I think that one of the things when you look at great players is who can you help off of to help defend them. And there's just not a lot of options with Philly because they shoot it so well.
We're talking with Celtics head coach Brad Stevens. Jaylen Brown unavailable for game one. Are you working on the expectation that he will play in game two?
No. No, I'd say he's doubtful for game two. He's going through all of his pre-practice stuff right now, and then he'll be reevaluated by our trainers. I doubt he practices today. I'd say he's doubtful for tomorrow.
I mean, there's got to be times where you go home and maybe you punch a wall, or not that you'd ever kick the dog if you do have one. I don't know if you do have one. But you got to be like from the basketball guys, like what more can you do to me? You know, as far as what more can we sustain from an injury perspective?
Well, you know, we've talked about it all year. You don't focus on the things you can't control. Scott, better than anybody, that the hamstring, especially when you've got to change direction and change speed, is a scary injury. And so we need to be fully certain that he's good to go. And it's like I've told our trainers, this is not like you're going and you're going to be able to pick your spots. You have to be cleared to trail J.J. Redick off screens. And that is a totally different level of burst and speed than most typical weak hamstrings can handle. So
yeah,
we need his hamstring to be 110% before we're going to let him play again.
It's always the fast guys. And I played with a ton of guys that had it mid-hamstring to low-hamstring, and they said the worst one, though, is if you get the high one. To me, it looks like Jaylen's is up high towards, you know, the top of the hamstring, the glute, and those could be even more, I don't want to say painful, but tougher to come back from.
Well, they've done all the testing. It looks good, so that's the bottom line. Like, okay. It's just a strain, and so it's not something that's going to be long term, and it shouldn't linger as long as he doesn't come back too quick.
Brad, after the game one, the quotes coming out of Philadelphia and out of their locker room, whether it be from Brett Brown saying that they played so very poorly defensively, or from Joel Embiid saying we didn't play the way we normally play. What about from your perspective? Was Philadelphia the team you expected them to be? What did it look like to you from your scouting and from having played them in the regular season?
Well, I think one of the things is you play each team a little bit different. You know, matchups are a little bit different game to game, team to team. And I thought that there were a few possessions defensively where we probably caught a break, where we were too late to shooters, where we weren't great in transition. And then offensively, I thought that we were smart about our attack for the most part, but we need to clean up some things. And so I think we know, and the way these playoff series go, we have to be better in game two to win game two than we were in game one. And I think that's always our mindset. That's always our focus. It kind of goes along with this whole idea of being growth oriented. And we know that, and that'll be communicated very clearly when we get in the film room today.
Going back to game one, were you surprised how many threes they took? And I know they like to shoot them, and they got the guys that could shoot them, but it didn't seem like they weren't hitting many. But it was catch-turn-shoot throughout a lot of that game. Do you anticipate them to continue to do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of their strengths. And I think one of the things that's beautiful about watching Philly play, you know, they've won 22 games in a row now, or 20 out of 22 games here, and they have been just exceptional to watch play. And I think the one thing that, you know, we need to be prepared for is that, you know, they are going to be who they are. And at the end of the day, they probably attempted, you know, as far as a percentage standpoint, less threes in that game than they have in any other game in the playoffs, and certainly on the season, would be my guess. Now, I haven't looked at the percentages. They are usually a high volume three-point shooting team because they're chock full of three-point shooters. They just have a bunch of guys out there. And again, the Simmons dynamic with his ability to drive it in transition and his ability to pass the ball, which is just unique. He's an incredible passer. And then Embiid, you know, how he can draw too, because you have to choose whether you're going to double him or not, really makes, you know, guarding the three-point line hard. As you saw the other night, you know, because of the position we were in when they started posting Embiid over and over and over, and we were up 10, up 12, up 8, we just decided not to double because twos weren't, you know, as hurtful as threes. But there are times where, you know, that poison could be the wrong one. And so you just kind of have to balance that as the series goes on.
Coach Brad Stevens of the Boston Celtics, appreciate the time. Good luck going
into
the
heat
too, and
yeah, go outside. Get
enjoy the
get
nice weather. Yeah, I'm sure you have plenty of time today to go do that.
You guys too. Have a good day.
All right. See you, Coach.
Right, appreciate it. Brad Stevens on the expert hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand.
No grab ass.
He talked about him being serious and stuff. He wanted to laugh a couple times and stopped himself. There at the end, he wanted to laugh, and he's like, all right, guys.
All right. Yeah, enjoy the day. He's been very serious lately.
Look at these two dinks.
Very serious. He's been very serious. I said yesterday.
You got him to chuckle about the calling on time at the beginning.
He's doing such a good job right now. I don't think he's sleeping.
He knows it.
I don't think he's sleeping.
But, but you know what? It becomes more of a problem. That's why I said that. You've been around the block now. Everybody's like, well, Brad Stevens can't win his playoff series. Well, now you're winning game ones. So now it's another whole different ball of wax that he's got to worry about.
He's working 24
Holy
hours
crap.
A day right now.
Nobody
you know
gave he, is. Us, you know, he knows nobody was picking him and gave them a shot. He knows Jaylen Brown was out, even though he tried to do some gamesmanship, which we talked
told
about
you
the
that.
Other day.
I said smokescreen.
But then they go out and they blow their doors off. Now he's got to worry about, are they reading the press clippings? You know, now it's like a whole different set of
circumstances.
No,
he's got to worry about, is Ojale going to hit a three this game? Is Larkin going to hit a three this game? Is Baines going to hit two threes in this game, which gave me 12 free points, basically, that you don't normally get on a normal night?
Right, you know the way he thinks. He's going to, in his mind, say, I have to prepare for none of those things to go my way.
Right.
That's why he's good. But
game two's Thursday? Thursday.
What's today?
Right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
Thursday. Yes.
Wednesday Bruins, Thursday Celtics.
Friday
Bruins.
Sports. Saturday 5 p.m. Celtics.
Sports.
Saturday Celtics. Sunday sports, Bruins. Sports. Monday Celtics.
Sports. Celtics and Derby
possibly
are at the
Tuesday
same
Bruins.
Time. What time's the Derby? Like 6:30-ish?
Derby takes a minute and a half, okay?
It's like a 7-hour pregame for a 2-minute race.
What, are you going to watch Bob Neumeier for four hours?
No, I'm just going to flip over when it happens.
I like to look at the outfits and stuff. Got a Derby update.
Derby update. Zoe has talked to his Patriot sources. He will give you the update on that. Coming back after these headlines with Hardy.
You guys, too. Have a good day.
All right. See you, Coach.
Right, appreciate it.
Sports Hub headlines.
It's a good sound effect, Tom. Bruins and Lightning play Game 3 of their best-of-7 tonight at the Garden. Series tied at one game each. Judd Surratt, Bob Beers on the call. Puck drops just after 7 o'clock right here on the New England Honda Dealers, 98.5, the Sports Hub Bruins Radio Network. Red Sox and Royals play last game of their 3-game set. It'll be a 105 start today. Drew Pomerantz getting the start after the Royals beat the Sox 7-6 in 13 innings last night. Celtics host the Sixers in Game 2 tomorrow night at the Garden. Coach Brad Stevens just on with Zolak and Bertrand. What about Jaylen Brown?
No, I'd say he's doubtful for Game 2. He's going through all of his pre-practice stuff right now, and then he'll be reevaluated by our trainers. I doubt he practices today. I'd say he's doubtful for tomorrow.
All right. Headlines are brought to you by South Shore Bank, the bank more people count on for their mortgage, business, and all financial needs. SouthShoreBank.com, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. I'm Hardy. I'm Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
You're listening to Bruins Game Day. Bruins Game Day. Bruins Zolak and Bertrand. From the Star Market Broadcast Studio on 98.5 The Sports Hub.